Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is John Collins, and you are listening to Jazz Game Rewind.
Lob to John Collins. Sensabaugh finds him. Collins dunks. Billy Donovan needs a timeout.
The Utah Jazz welcomed the Chicago Bulls into the Delta Center on Wednesday night, and these two teams are no strangers to big-time matchups and heated moments. Although the stakes were not as big as before, the game delivered with high tensions and a classic finish. Despite a valiant comeback attempt from the Jazz, it was the Bulls who escaped Salt Lake with a 119-117 victory. I'm Tyler Gibb. Welcome to Jazz Game Rewind.
Rebound loose. Dunn's. Shamanich battling for it. Loose ball. Sensabaugh. Three again. Got it.
The Jazz were shorthanded in the loss, paving the way for rookie Bryce Sensabaugh to get his first career start. Sensabaugh took advantage of his opportunity. In the first half alone, the rookie had 13 points and 8 rebounds. He finished the game with his first career double-double, going for 15 points and 12 boards.
Sensabaugh, right side three is good. Saxton, between the legs, chest to Sensabaugh. Free throw line, little hopper is good. Rebound, Sensabaugh goes over the back of the Bulls to keep it alive. Jabs left, goes right, hard power move to the rack and scores it.
John Collins and Colin Sexton both turned in strong performances as well for the Jazz. Collins put up 25 points and 14 rebounds, while Sexton hit 5 threes to finish with 24 points and 7 assists.
Here's Shamanich, hard right-hand drive, underhand scoop, John Collins. Oh, my! John Collins from the second floor reached the ceiling. Here's Collins, guarded by DeSumo. He takes a contested three and makes it. My goodness. Bounces deep in the post to Collins. He's got a mismatch. He turns from 4 feet out and scores it. Taylen Horton-Tucker penetrates, flares to the top to Sexton, reads the laces, fires the three, tickles the twine.
For the Bulls, they were led by the trio of DeMar DeRozan, Kobe White, and Nikola Vucevic. DeRozan led all scores in the game with 29, while White continued his hot play, knocking down 7 threes for 25 points, and Vucevic added 23 and 12 rebounds.
Clarkson gets beaten defensively. DeRozan scores with ease. White for three with Sensabaugh closing, and he hit it. Floppy's the call. Vucevic on the mid pick and roll. Floater good to DeRozan. Tie game, minute to play. DeRozan driving. Sensabaugh wants to take a charge. They call a block, and DeRozan finishes.
The Jazz never led by more than two and only held the lead for a total of 33 seconds in the game. The Bulls were on top nearly the entire night, and they took a 10-point lead into the fourth quarter. With under 4 minutes to play in the game, the Jazz trailed by 7 and used a 10-1 run to take a 114-112 lead. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone on that run.
Here's Dunn. Hands to Sexton. Will Hardy's play out of the timeouts, a pick and roll with John Collins. Swings it up top to Clarkson. Clarkson goes one-on-one with a left-hand dribble. Can't get it off. Gives it to Dunn. 5 on the clock. Back up to Sexton. Sexton dribbles to his right. Clear for three. Tickles the twine. Collins. Sexton cool under pressure. He's got 22 tonight. 111-107. Check it. Sexton has 19. DeRozan, their fourth quarter answer to all questions. Working on Dunn. Turnaround, tough free throw line jumper. No good. Great D. Sensabaugh grabs his 10th rebound of the night. 111-107. The rookie out of Ohio State. Working White the right side. Comes off a Collins pick. Into the paint. Jump stops. Fires. Sits on the cup and goes in. Going to his left like he did as a Buckeye all year long last year. Puts in two. The fearless Bryce Sensabaugh. Yeah,
16 points a ball game against Sensabaugh average last season in college.
Hard drive by the left-handed White. Picks up a foul. Will be on the floor. Bulls 111. Jazz 109. DeRozan working the right hand. Driving into John Collins. Off the window too hard. John Collins rebounds. Jazz could tie. Clarkson drives to the right hand, goes to the window, rises to the top floor, and rings the bell. Two-hand hammer from Jordan Clarkson. We're tied at 111. Hard drive. DeSumo to the basket. Too hard. He's fouled by Clarkson, though. DeSumo will get two free throws. He'll miss the first. And DeSumo hits the front rim, gets people's hopes up, and it drops in. Bulls 112, Jazz 111, 2:15 to play, fourth quarter. Colin Sexton at the top. Bulls are the second best clutch team in the NBA with 20 clutch wins. Top to Clarkson. Clarkson has it. Left pivot foot down. Drives with the left hand. Goes between his legs to back to the right hand. Flares to Sexton. Tough three. Hit it! Oh, Colin Sexton, how do you do? 10-1 Jazz run. They lead by two.
DeMar DeRozan quickly answered back to that Jazz run, rattling off five straight points to give the Bulls a three-point lead. A pair of Sexton free throws got the Jazz to within one when chaos ensued. With the Bulls leading 117 to 116 and 11 seconds left, here is David Locke and Ron Boone to take you to the final buzzer.
117-116, Bulls inbounding. Crusoe holding, inbounds to DeRozan. Jazz foul immediately. 9.3 seconds left. And somebody on the Bulls bench who's in street clothes just got off the bench and got into Colin Sexton's trust. And now we've got guys interplay. We've got a little bit of hands being put on each other. And all of a sudden, in front of the Bulls bench, one of the guys on the Bulls came out and put hands on John Collins. Colin Sexton was being yelled at by some guys in street clothes and a hat. Kobe White's up on John Collins, and they're going to review this. This is nuts. And depending on the circumstance, somebody could have just gotten a technical foul. Here's Kevin Scott with the announcement.
After review of the altercation, unsportsmanlike technical fouls have been assessed to Chicago's Torrey Craig for being an instigator in the initial altercation, followed by a technical foul on assistant Chris Freeman and a technical foul on Utah's John Collins.
So Jordan Clarkson's going to shoot a free throw to tie the game. The Bulls, two technicals to the Jazz, one. Means the Jazz get a free throw here. Here's Clarkson's free throw. Rattles around and in. We're tied. So DeMar DeRozan, one of the clutchest, most veteran players in the NBA, goes to the line.
86%.
And better in the clutch. Makes the first. Here's his second. Perfect. Two-point game. Will Hardy will call the timeout. Bulls and Jazz in the final seconds in Salt Lake City. Dunn fakes the inbound. Gets it up to Clarkson. Catches left side. Shoots a quick three. Misses. White rebounds and steps out of bounds. The inbound is now underneath the basket near the Jazz bench. Dunn will inbound again. Kevin Scott hands Dunn the ball with 4.6 to Sexton in the right corner. He's wide open for three and he missed it. Rebound tipped around. Game over. Colin Sexton was wide open.
The Jazz fell one Colin Sexton corner three short tonight in a matchup that has delivered plenty of instant classics. The Jazz will get a couple days off before heading to Denver to take on the defending champs on Saturday night. They'll then come home for four straight games, starting with the league-leading Boston Celtics on Tuesday. Don't miss your chance to watch the Jazz by getting tickets at utahjazz.com. That'll do it for this one. I'm Tyler Gibb. Thanks for listening to Jazz Game Rewind.